If you had the opportunity to travel to space, would you do it?
Nope.
No.
I'm good. 2 feet on the ground.
I was no until William Shatner came back. And I'm like, he's 90. Maybe it's not that hard.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm good. No, I'm good.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And a new survey found that 49% of people say they'd travel to space. But most of them would only do it if it was for free.
Oh yeah, I'm not going to pay for that.
I don't have $200,000 lying around.
I think
for
it's
a
even
ticket.
More than that, yeah.
Oh, geez, well, I could put a down payment.
Yeah.
Free is not going to happen anytime soon because seats on Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 are estimated to start at a whopping $250,000 per person.
Hey, Brooke, can I borrow 50
grand? You put it on layaway? Can you do that type of program? Yeah,
so it looks like the majority of the public will have to stay seated on the sidelines.
Yeah. Let the rich people play. Yeah.
Until Spirit Airlines starts booking flights.
Oh, God.
I use them all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Bathrooms don't work up there, but at least you'll get a nice view of the Earth.
I don't know if the engines would work.
At this point, we'd like to remind you, we are charging you for oxygen.
Right. Yeah.
You don't need to take it.
And lastly, I mean, even if the prices do come down eventually, a quarter of people aren't sure that space tourism is ethical. Because frequent space travel could be pretty bad for the environment.
Oh, it's terrible. Are you kidding me?
Not
could be.
They're like, hey, while we're up here, let's put a bunch of our dump and garbage out here. We'll just float. Yeah. We get to the oceans. That never backfired.
How much carbon did this take?
It'll burn up in the atmosphere before it reaches the ground, though, so it'll be fine. I think the biggest concern for me maybe is if my spaceship lost my luggage up there.
Oh,
why are you bringing luggage?
I don't know.
You're not staying for long, I don't think.
You gotta have cute outfits for pictures, bro.
Okay.
Duh.
I mean, if the airlines lose your bags in space, you're probably never gonna get those
back. Like, I don't have my curling iron. I'm not taking a photo up here.
You just see it floating outside of the window. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Oh, darn. Anyway, let's move on to the shot caller question of the day.
Yeah.
Got a bucket full of names. We're gonna draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment's to be shocked while you sing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you would like to hear. Brooke, you're drawing a name out. Are you going to get yourself a third day in a row?
Wow. She's mad. She probably picked me. She's
but
really mad.
I like the name. Brooke, great minds drink alike, Fox.
All right. Brooke's going to put on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
Every day we're getting closer to Halloween, and that's why today you'll each receive a bone-chilling multiple-choice question to see if you'll be shocked.
No.
Okay.
And just like the times before, you'll have 30 seconds to discuss your answer, and no one in the room can help you. If you get it right, you're safe from a shock to the neck, but if you're wrong, buckle up, because it's going to be a horror ride of electricity. Are you ready? Alexis, you'll go first.
No
helpers, please.
Okay.
Guisin is the Scottish and Irish equivalent of what Halloween tradition? Bobbing for apples, carving pumpkins, or trick-or-treating?
What the heck?
Guisin.
It's not guys in. It's not like dudes. It's one word.
Hey, guys was a helper.
Well, I feel like that was
I'm trying to
necessary.
Think if I'd say that when I'm bobbing for apples. I feel like I'd say that if I go like knock at someone's house. So I'm going to say it's trick-or-treating.
You said trick-or-treating. Guisin is trick-or-treating.
Yes!
Going house to house in disguises and asking for food or money.
Yay! Right. Money?
Alexis is safe.
Now, Brooke.
Yes.
What does the name Dracula mean? Does it mean son of the dragon, king of the bats, or father of the night?
Okay. I don't think dragons because I've never seen any associations of Dracula with dragons. The bat thing... Man, I get that because a lot of people think he turns into a bat, right? But I feel like the bat thing is too much of a modern twist on Dracula. I'm going to go King of the Night.
Oh, I would have chose the bat.
Not one of the options. You're like Father of the Night?
Father of the Night. Yeah. All right. Sorry. Calling him Daddy. Yeah.
You went with Zaddy of the Night.
Bat Daddy.
Yeah.
You went with Father of the Night, and the correct answer was Son of the Dragon.
Oh,
no way.
It started out as Son of Dracul, which comes from the Latin Draco, which means dragon. So you were getting shocked today.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
Moving on to Jose. Jose. Transylvania is a region in what country? Austria, Romania, or Germany?
Ooh.
Okay, Transylvania. I honestly thought Transylvania wasn't real. Transylvania. This is kind of the accent. That sounds like the count. What were the cities, Jake?
They're countries. Austria, Romania, or Germany.
I am from Austria. No, that doesn't sound right. I am from Germany. No, it's Romania. I am from Romania. That sounds like it. I'm going with Romania.
You went with Romania. The correct answer is Romania.
Yes!
Romania is home to many Gothic castles, like Blarg Castle, where Dracula is said to be from.
Let's
go!
I do not want Jeffrey to get this right. I don't want to be shocked by myself.
I kind of want you
chosen,
to.
And right. You got chosen.
What do we got,
Jeffrey? What is the most popular Halloween costume for adults this year?
Come on.
Is it a vampire, a ghost, a witch, or a character from Netflix's Squid Game?
Wow. Okay. This is hard because
I always seem to get the most options. You guys always get three options.
But you always get it right.
She's right too.
All right. Well, I'm gonna rule out Squid Game.
Really?
Wait, guys, we can't talk.
It's too new. Okay. And here's the thing: every time we do these questions, we always overthink it. It's usually whatever the simple answer is.
Okay.
And vampire, ghost, and witch, those are pretty simple. Ghost is like the most classic Halloween costume.
Easy as well.
And it's good for both genders, male and female. Mm-hmm. Vampires are pretty male exclusive. I know there's female vampires, but mostly dudes dress up as Draculas. Mm-hmm. And witches, not a lot of guy witches out there either. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with ghost. Final answer.
I dig your logic.
Terrible answer.
Yeah,
I think
so bad.
Awful. Yeah.
You went with ghost, and the correct answer was witch.
Yeah.
So Brooke and Jeffrey will both
That's
be getting
right.
shot
Take
today.
That.
Come over here, little buddy.
Darn. Okay.
You have a little Halloween song today, Jeff. You guys are going to be singing "The Monster Mash" by Bobby Pickett.
All right.
I was working in a lab one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from a slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash.
He was the monster!
Sounded great, guys.
Monster mash duet. That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, it's not easy to admit that you've been lying to somebody for a long time.
No.
Oh, no.
And that gets even harder if you've been deceiving not just one person, but thousands and thousands of people.
Oh, my God.
Are you about to come clean about something right now?
It takes a lot of courage to come out and admit what you've done wrong.
We'll love you no matter what you have to say.
I was going
to
say, we all support Brooke.
Finally
telling our listeners her truth. Go ahead, Brooke.
Trying to
say it. I thought this was your moment.
Oh, no, she's acting stupid.
You were telling me off the air that you wanted to confess.
Oh, yeah.
We both have secrets.
I don't have anything to confess.
Not today?
Now she's red.
Tell us.
You getting cold feet on this now?
One time in fifth grade, I did cheat on the state capitals test.
That's not the thing.
That was so
That's
weird.
Not the thing that you
I'm
were saying.
Still shocked,
Everyone
though.
What's
cheats.
The thing?
Oh, now you're going to play dumb.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I really thought it was your turn.
Maybe tomorrow then. Maybe tomorrow you'll must see. It just proves not everybody has the bravery and the moral compass to admit that they've done something wrong. But luckily, one of our listeners does.
Good.
Take
notes.
Okay.
She's been lying to millions of people for months.
Millions? Whoa.
And even though it's gained her a lot of money and positive attention, the actual truth has been eating away at her.
Oh, man.
And she says that she needs to just let it out with a new mass speaker.
Whoa.
That's coming up. At 7:10, Brooke, last chance.
Come on.
I don't have anything.
Wow, you're lying about lying.
All right, we'll find someone with some actual courage at 7:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
You know, when we first aired this segment, we received recognition by the New England Journal of Medicine for our important contributions to health safety.
I didn't know that.
Wow, I missed that article too.
Well, clearly they didn't actually listen because that's not what the masked speaker is all about.
I thought it was about. So they took
back their recognition of our contributions when they learned this is just about getting things off your chest that you've been holding on to.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners is on the phone, ready to come clean about something from their past. She's chosen to use the fake name Shelly. So Shelly, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thank you.
You sound different there, Shelly. I don't even know what you regular sound like, so cool.
I hope you sound different.
Yeah, that's a good point. Fair, fair, Jose.
Well, you are today's mass speaker, Shelly, so we're altering your voice with our voice changer. Whenever you're ready, go ahead. We're ready to listen.
Okay. I don't know where to begin, but I'm a little bit of a, you know, bigger girl.
Uh-huh.
But I really believe that everyone should be able to exercise. It should be, like, accessible, and it really shouldn't be something that people are afraid of.
Absolutely.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean, great message so far. We're all on board.
Yeah. So I used to post a lot of content about bigger girls running and exercising, and no one ever paid attention. Like, no one ever liked anything. No one cared. So I was just like, wow. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that sucks. I mean, that's why you got to hashtag everything with feet. No matter what, you're gonna
get
likes.
That's the wrong audience,
well,
Jeff.
I know, but even, no matter what, you're gonna get more views and more likes.
Uh-huh. He's right.
Regardless of what you post.
Jeff, why do you know this?
I mean, the hard piece about social media is it is so superficial.
I mean, definitely. So it was amazing. I finally did my first marathon.
Hey, whoa. Congratulations,
dude! That's awesome.
Yeah. So I did it with a pretty impressive time, and obviously I was posting about it, and suddenly I got, like, all of this engagement, all of these likes, all of these followers. It was, like, amazing.
Hey, yeah. that's good results. You're being rewarded for it, too.
This all sounds like really good news.
Yeah.
That's the good part. So I decided I would sign up for another marathon, and I said to myself, like, gosh, like, if I'm faster, like, people are probably going to pay even more attention.
Right.
Yeah.
So, right.
Naturally.
To make sure 100% that I was faster, I kind of cheated.
You cheated?
Oh, uh-oh. No.
I cheated.
How?
It was in my hometown, so I knew the course. Like, I knew the area, like, the back of my hand. Mm-hmm. So I kind of knew where all the checkpoints were going to be. So the night before, I stashed my bike near some of the points. So I would just ride to a few of the next checkpoint.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
So I ended up finishing fourth place in the race.
Oh my god.
Did you say fourth?
Fourth.
Girl, that is too fast.
Yeah.
People are gonna notice.
Yeah.
Well, people did notice. That's exactly the point. So the story got picked up by, like, a couple, like, local newspapers, then it got picked up by running blogs, and it's kind of, like, going viral in this body positive world, which is amazing.
Makes sense, though, because it's, like, a feel-good story, right?
Yeah.
And body positivity is something that we should all be talking about.
Yeah, and it's
really motivational.
Yeah. I mean, I feel so conflicted, because on the one hand, I love that I'm inspiring so many people and really encouraging people, but obviously, at the same time, like, I've misled people. Like, I finished my first marathon, so it's not that people can't finish it. It's just not quite as fast as I did.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not real.
Oh, my gosh. So
this just happened the once, then, the one marathon?
I'm not going to say the one time. It's definitely something that's been continuing.
Oh,
it's getting harder, though, to do it.
What are you doing? Are you taking Ubers now? You're just getting there really fast.
This is why I don't trust any fitness Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
I wonder how often this happens.
I'm like, do you even work out?
True.
So how many Instagram followers do you have on your account now?
I have a million followers now.
You have a million followers, and you're like this body positive hero finishing races?
Like Nike or Adidas, one of those companies could come to you and say, hey, we love your image, and it's all based on a lie. What would you do there?
I mean, they have come to me.
No.
So I got my first major endorsement.
No, but it's all in a lie.
Oh, no.
Wait, did you accept it? What are you doing?
Of course I accepted it.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Are you just stressed out all the time? Have you ever been caught?
Almost, actually. There was this one time this lady was kind of running side by side with me, and then obviously I ended up beating her so much. Like, she kind of came up to me at the end and was like, wow, you know, we were next to each other for a while. Like, you really pulled it through at the end. And I was like, oh, gosh.
What are you like? Yeah. Downhill, that gravity really works well on me.
I guess one of us is out of shape.
Do you have a plan moving forward?
I'm just going to keep trying to fly, you know, under the radar with trying to put out as best of an image as I can. Like, I think that's all I can do.
You say you're going to fly in your next marathon because that will get you to the finish line real fast.
Yeah,
she's on a drone.
She set a record.
Oh, my God. You know, as soon as we get off the phone with her, I'm Instagram searching every body positive fitness person that has a million plus
I can't
followers.
Wait for the ESPN 30 by 30 documentary about this.
Dude, I mean, you're doing it for good, but I just feel like this is going to backfire.
Somehow.
I mean, I guess worst case scenario, if it does come out, like my bills are going to be paid and my student loans. And I inspired a lot of people to run. So.
Okay.
This is hard.
It's I wish I thought of this sooner.
You inspired me to get on a bike.
You inspired me to lie to people and get paid.
I mean, I say go get yours, you know?
Okay. I bet you do. I bet you do.
Text in to 78592. If you have a juicy confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity by masking your voice so you can become the next mass speaker. Phone Tap's coming up next. Every one of us growing up remembers being in school and having to sit through one of those anti-drug seminars.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Totally works.
Where some boring grown-up shows you a big slideshow saying, you see this girl? She did drugs, and what happened? She got backstage at a Tiesto concert.
No,
and then
no.
She dropped out of school, and she's been sailing around on a yacht in Barcelona for months and has never had to get a job.
Yeah.
Don't be like her.
Is that what you want?
Yeah. No.
Free yacht rides in the Mediterranean and backstage at concerts?
No, I mean, principal, Jeffrey.
Bottom line, there must be a better way.
Okay.
And a better speaker out there.
Okay. Oh.
And that's why our own Jose Bolaños is stepping in to be the featured presenter at a local high school's upcoming drug awareness assembly.
You know, you need to find an expert.
Yeah. Absolutely, and that's me.
So we'll see what the vice principal of the school thinks when he actually talks to him in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello, this is Vice Principal Ray.
Hey. My name's Max.
Hey, Max, how can I help you?
I'm the guy for the thing at the what's it called? Assembly. The assembly.
Oh.
I'm the assembly guy for tomorrow.
You're the motivational speaker for the drug and alcohol awareness.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. Great.
They are, dude. They are great.
What?
Drugs, I mean. I was talking about drugs.
Okay. Could you just give me an idea of what kind of experience you have?
Not a whole lot with public speaking, but I think once they hear the stuff that I've actually done, that's going to be where they learn the most.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Bali before?
No.
Hey, so when is this thing? Sorry, what? Did you say something? No, you go first.
Okay, and I don't understand the question about Bali. I've not been to Bali. I don't know what that has to do with.
Hey, what time is? When does this thing happen again?
This thing.
This thing. When
what do you? Are you talking about the assembly?
Yeah, that.
10 a.m. Which that should have been in the packet that they sent you. You got that? Yeah.
Don't know anything about the packet, but okay. All right, I may be able to possibly make it.
I mean, possibly doesn't work. I mean, 10 a.m. is when it starts, so you actually should be there a little bit before that.
Can you just call me at, let me think, like 8:30 to remind me? And like, if I don't wake up, call me again at 9 just in case, because sometimes...
No, we don't do wake-up calls. Son, this is a school, okay? This is not a hotel.
Hey, what's up with the ride scenario? Are you guys like gonna send a car or something? Because I can't, you know, I got a court thing.
Oh my god!
Like what I call a provison, like a provison deal. They
a
said
court
I couldn't
provision
get in a car.
You have a court provision? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
Max. If I'm being honest with you, I don't know if I feel comfortable with you coming and speaking to our students.
Totally, that's cool. So when do I get paid?
Are you hearing me?
What?
This is about drug and alcohol awareness. okay? Wow. And I know that the superintendent set this up, and he said that you were a good speaker, but you know what? I'm starting to get some warning signs right now.
Hey, okay? Hey, that's part of my speech.
What is?
Warning signs, man. When do you know you've had too many drugs?
What?
It's a very important part of awareness, or whatever you guys are calling it over there.
Oh my God, is this real?
It's
is this
like
a real
when
thing?
I was in Bali, right, and I was on the beach.
Hey, Max.
And it
Max,
turns
you know
out
I don't, Max. I don't want to hear this. Okay, what is? Are you high right now?
No.
Because you know what? It sounds like you're high right now. Okay, and it's starting to worry me. Hey, Max. Oh my God. What are you doing?
Oh,
did you just rip a bong while you were talking to me right now? Is that what I just heard?
No, that was cough medicine. I'm kind of sick.
Okay, you know what? This isn't going to happen, Max. If you show up at my school tomorrow, security will throw you out. You
whoa,
understand? Stay away
whoa.
From my school.
Hey, bro, Mr. Vice P. Okay,
my name is Mr.
Got all right, Mr. R, I apologize. I just, you need to chill, bro. You sound uptight.
Hey, listen to
this
me.
This is all just a prank phone call, bro. I mean, chill.
What are you talking about? Hey, Stoner.
Oh, this is actually Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey. I'm doing a phone tap on you. Woo!
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Man, this is some good stuff.
Oh, that's freaky. Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's all a prank, man. Your office manager, Teresa, set you up.
Oh.
She said it's been stressful dealing with you lately. You've been really uptight, so she wanted to loosen you up, get you laughing a little bit. So.
Oh, great. Great. Oh, my God.
And
oh
don't
my
worry.
God.
You don't need to give security my name and face. All schools in this area already have it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Oh, man.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's almost time for your brand new Awkward Tuesday phone call. But first, we all know successful relationships are all about setting boundaries.
Okay.
Healthy boundaries. Like, honey, mm-hmm. I like your parents, but I don't want to see them every Thanksgiving.
What?
Okay.
I mean, every Thanksgiving, I think you need to see.
Yeah,
but
you can rotate.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that text was lifted from Brooke's phone.
You're dumb.
Or, she's defending herself.
You're dumb.
What about, sorry, I have a rule. I don't go to third base on the first night unless you're famous.
That text was definitely not from my phone.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's no stipulations for third base with Brooks. But the whole point is you need to set your boundaries. And one of those boundaries should probably be never let your significant other use, hold, or even glance at your cell phone.
Why?
Because
why
bad things happen when you do.
Oh, come on.
That's why one of our listeners needs help today. She borrowed her boyfriend's phone for a second. And then, of course, found something in it that could change their relationship forever.
Uh-oh.
And apparently not in a good way. We'll find out what she saw and try to help her through it in your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
I gotta be honest. I'm a little worried about our show, guys.
Okay.
Really?
Or why today?
Well, I'm concerned because it seems like whenever people have a personal issue where they need to deliver bad news to a significant other, they think, oh, you know who'd be great at that? Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They sound like they deliver depressing news to their significant others all the time.
I mean, we're never called for like baby announcements, engagement notifications.
I would love to help somebody deliver some awkward, exciting news. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, guess what, honey? We just won the Powerball. We're $73 million richer.
Oh, man.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah.
We don't get a lot of those.
No, we just won the Powerball. I want a divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So, looks like it's not going to happen today either, because another listener wants our help being the messengers of doom.
Great.
Her name is Erica. Erica, who are we going to be disappointing today?
My boyfriend.
Okay, and how long have you guys been dating?
About a year.
Okay.
All right.
Does this boyfriend have a name?
Yeah, Danny.
She's like, no, I don't know it, actually. Yeah. We haven't gotten to that stage in our relationship yet.
That's what the awkward call's about.
Yeah.
I need to figure out what his name is.
What was it again?
I've been there before.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So what's going on with you and Danny?
So, okay, so Danny and I have been together a year. It's been good. And I was on his phone the other night, not like sneaking around on his phone, just like my phone was in the other room and I needed to look something up. Uh-huh. But I saw that he had on his thread, he had ads for engagement rings, like the pop-ups.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Dude. The phone is looking at you. It knows that you're on. poor Danny up.
Those are legit. I, years and years ago, Googled it one time, engagement rings, and for months, they were all up in my feed. So
oh, man, mocking you.
That happens. Yeah. Yeah. Even after we broke up. They
okay. Well, I mean, that's kind of exciting.
Is that something that you want in your relationship?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah. And so I don't know if he's bought one already, if he hasn't bought one already, mm-hmm. if it's going to be in 2 weeks or 2 months or I don't know. But, like, I'm not ready. I mean, a year is not a long time.
Right.
And my mom's not sure that we're serious, so she hasn't, like, completely embraced him into her heart yet kind of thing.
Oh, so he's, like, skipping a couple steps, it sounds like.
Yeah. Right. It sounds like you haven't even, you're not even there. It doesn't even matter what your mom says. Mm-hmm. Like, so you're saying you guys haven't talked about marriage at all.
I mean, like, more in that, you know, when you're in the early phases and you're just kind of feeling each other out about, like, whether or not you eventually want to get married.
Okay.
Because you don't hang out with somebody for a year and that never come up,
right.
You know?
Now, do you guys live together?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it feels like too soon and I don't want him to buy a ring that's not even my style and I don't want to... I don't want him to go and, like, make a huge public proposal and then be like, can we talk about it in the car?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be a weird moment.
Those ones go viral. Those ones go viral, so that's not good.
So what do you want to do right now? You want to call and tell him that you know and that he should not do it?
I mean, I don't know how to broach this subject with him at all at this point without being like, so I was on your phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Casually bring it up. You know what I don't want to do soon? Get married.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it might be easier just to get engaged.
No, Jeffrey.
I mean,
no.
Like, what's the worst that could happen?
No.
And then you get a free ring on top of it after it doesn't work out. Like, this could actually work out in
your
favor.
You might need to see the ring first. That is before terrible. We call advice.
This is down.
Okay.
I mean, what type of person is he? Is he like super sensitive guy? Where?
I mean, he's. Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that proposes before he's ready to propose.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He's emotional. Yeah.
I mean, is there any way, is there any way the engagement rings ads could be popping up for another reason?
Let's hope not. What do you mean?
I don't know.
What other reason?
He's like, engaged to somebody else?
No,
yeah,
I just
dark.
Mean, like, he's buying his mom a diamond ring. And they're just assuming, no? Okay.
Now you planted that seed. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so Erica, you just want to warn him that you're not ready to get engaged just yet.
Yet.
I'm not saying never. I'm just saying not now.
Okay.
I mean, but that's so touchy, though, because then it makes it feel like it's never, even if that's not what you're saying. I mean, that's a hard conversation.
Well, a little touching could help in delivering this message, because he's the blow. But I don't know. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll give you some advice and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call. Okay, Erica?
Thanks,
guys. Yeah. Hold on. You know, it's getting harder and harder for us to do our job.
Why?
It is, you know, because today's situation involves a young lady named Erica.
Okay.
Who I'm personally very fond of.
Okay. I'm glad I like her too.
Yeah. Yeah. More fond of than you probably even realize. Oh. I would love to help her.
Okay.
But it's a really difficult, awkward situation that she's given us because she saw ads on her boyfriend's phone. Mm-hmm. For engagement rings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they've only dated for about a year. She says she's not quite ready for that kind of commitment yet.
Uh-huh.
And she's worried now that he's going to propose in some restaurant with this big, elaborate, fancy proposal. And she'll have to tell him, hey, yeah, can we, like, go to the car and talk about this a second? I don't know. You know.
Totally. I mean,
and she wants our advice. Like, how do you give someone advice on how to handle something like that? That's why today, I think I'm going to turn the tables.
Okay.
Whoa.
And Erica, before we give you advice, I want you to give us advice on what advice we should give to you.
Jeffrey.
Are we sure we want this?
Why are you so worried about this call?
That's just, it's fair. She gives us advice first, and then we'll give her advice after. Erica, what do you think? What should we tell you?
What to say?
Yeah, tell me what to say. I don't know what to say.
Well, specifically, what do you want to hear?
Oh, my and God, Jeffrey. Help her.
I am.
Are you that scared of calling this guy and telling him that she's not ready?
I'm not the one that has to make the call. She has to make the call. I just want to tell her the right thing that she wants to hear.
You told her in the first segment that she should just get engaged. So I don't know if you should be talking at all anymore.
Well,
yeah. Right?
I don't know, Brooke. Maybe you have something better.
I mean, obviously you guys aren't communicating correctly if he is thinking that an engagement ring is the right thing to do. And I think you just need to be honest and say, hey, listen, I think we've had some missteps here.
Just be honest with him.
It is. I mean, honesty is really, it's always the answer.
That's what they came to us for?
Yes.
Just to be honest?
I think that some people need that reassurance that they're doing the right thing. And that honesty, that's the path, man. That's the one you want to take.
I don't know.
What do you think?
What do you mean you don't know?
What do you think, Erica? You think honesty is going to work?
But it's hard.
Yeah, that's why. The saying, you know, like the hardest thing to do is usually the right thing to do. Yeah.
Just be honest and tell him that you don't really love his mother that much. That's what we're going to go with. Right, Erica? That was Brooke's advice. Be
that
honest.
That is not my advice.
Okay, well, here we go. You ready to do this, Erica? We're going to dial the phone number.
I'm as ready as I'm going to be, I guess.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Sorry, it's the best we can do.
No.
Oh, God.
You're going to do great. It's okay.
Yes, just be honest.
Oh, God.
See?
All right. Hug me at the end.
Yeah, famous last words. Here we go. Dial in number.
Hello?
Hi, Bob.
Oh, hi, Pookie. How are you?
How is work?
Oh, it's good. You know, boring as usual on this lovely Tuesday. How are you?
I'm good. Am I going to see you later?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to go to your house or mine?
Probably yours, I guess. But I kind of wanted to talk with you about something first. It's kind of weird.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. You know, when I was on your phone the other day and I was just Googling about that movie and figuring out the actor's name, who I've already forgotten, I noticed something kind of interesting in your browser.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. One of my friends sent me that, okay? I promise. I normally never watch those types of videos.
Wait. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the ads on your phone.
Sometimes I'm searching ads.
No, ads. Babe. ADS. Ads. Wait, what videos are you watching, dude?
Oh, well, nothing. I just misheard you. So what kind of ads are you talking about now?
So I saw like pop-ups on your phone for engagement rings.
Oh.
Yeah. And look, I just I love you. I love where our relationship is going. I don't know if we're there yet.
Wow.
Yeah. No. I don't want you to have like, don't be hurt. I love you. I think future possible, but I mean, babe, it's barely a year. It's not even a year and we don't know each other yet. And we're just, I'm ready.
No. I am so sorry, but I'm not trying to get like engaged or propose to you or anything. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
So, you know, Joseph?
Yeah.
I'm planning on proposing to Tori, and he was texting me links to the rings, and he wanted my advice.
Oh. Oh, my God. You have me so nervous. I thought you were going to propose to me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No. We're definitely not there yet. Oh, and besides, even if I was going to propose, I don't believe in diamonds.
Awkward.
What?
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 What? Wait, what? Wait. Hold on. What? Hey, what are you saying?
Wait. Hold on. Hey, Danny. This is a radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You're on with us.
What's going on, honey? What is this? What's going on?
Are you calling me, honey, or are you calling Erica, honey?
I think he's talking to Erica.
Okay. Yeah.
And we don't really know.
Yeah, so Danny, we're doing a segment that we do on our show called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Basically, Erica wanted our help to let you know that she saw the ads on your phone for engagement rings, and she was worried that you might be looking to propose a little too early for her likes. But I guess...
What? You went to the radio station?
Well,
yeah, but wait a second. Babe, what do you mean you don't believe in diamonds?
Oh, wait.
Well, you know the diamond rings are a scam, right?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're a scam by the jewelry company to trick guys into paying a shitload of money for something that's not actually valuable. Like, they say they're rare, but there's literally millions and millions and millions of them.
Yeah.
That's okay. Why every girl you know has one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And not just rings, like necklaces, bracelets,
earrings.
Like, yeah, they're not as rare as they say.
Some teeth?
Who cares?
Okay, license. Wait, Erica, does that upset you?
A little. I mean, wait a second. So you're eventually thinking of proposing to me and you wouldn't buy a diamond?
Oh, hell no. I'm not a chump.
Oh. Well, what would you get? Like, just another jewel?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something
what would you
like,
buy?
Something where I won't have to finance it for a billion years.
Oh, okay.
Something cheap is what he's saying.
No, that is not cheap. Yeah. We didn't finance my engagement ring. It was $600.
Uh-huh. Your ring is...
What? I love my ring.
And, did you get it switched out for a different ring after he gave it to you?
No, I did not. I still have my engagement ring. This is my wedding band. Thank you very much,
Jeffrey.
What
happened to the engagement ring?
It's at home.
Oh, okay.
You left the, why would left you the wear junk both at home all the time? Thank you very much. Both were made by my mother-in-law, and we still had to pay her, which is questionable, but still.
Even the $600, too much money for Brooke's likes.
I don't think, I love my rings. Why is there so much emphasis on the amount of money you spend on a ring? Like, does that actually matter to you, Erica?
Yup.
Alexis, the question's
for
Erica.
Real?
I'm not saying that a ring has to be expensive, but like, what if it's important to me or to, you know, whichever woman that you're going to propose to have a diamond?
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully she'd understand that it's financially irresponsible to spend that much on a rock.
I thought the point was when you're around your friends, whoever's like the bigger, the better.
Yeah. My buddy got engaged and we were all like, dude, good job on the ring. And all the girls are all crowded around like, oh, it's so big.
Well, it's important, I guess, that we're having this conversation now before any proposal happens. Like, I probably shouldn't ask this, but Danny, is a proposal something that you're considering down the line with Erica?
Again, I'm not close to proposing, but whenever I do, I'd rather just, you know, get her an engagement Lexus.
An engagement Lexus?
Oh, a car?
Like a car?
Oh, hey.
Oh, well, at least she can use it and drive it and get places. She can't get places with a dumb diamond, can she?
No. Oh, my God.
The logic is there.
And what do you think about that, Erica?
I have a great idea. So you get me an engagement Lexus, but in the glove compartment, there's a diamond ring.
God, it's funny. At the very start of this call, Erica wanted us to tell her boyfriend to pump the brakes on an engagement. And here we are, 7 minutes later, she's demanding a diamond engagement ring and a luxury car to go with it.
Atta girl!
What an interesting look into the female psyche.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
I was feeling a little bit weird the other day.
Yeah.
I had some strange symptoms, so naturally, I went online and typed them into WebMD.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, not a good idea, though.
So, are you already dead? Is that what it told you?
Yeah, literally.
I wanted to see what was going on. My symptoms were bruised elbows and knees.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
Huh. Spontaneous night giggles.
That's scary.
And
I get those, too.
Coughing up a handkerchief attached to a never-ending rainbow of other handkerchiefs.
What the? You just keep coming out?
It just keeps coming out, so...
What? A cloud?
I typed all those in, and WebMD confirmed my worst fear.
Oh, no.
I'm suffering from a severe case of caring.
Caring!
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's contagious or where I got it from.
The bruised knees, though, I
Why
still don't
caring?
Know.
Why caring? Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out if it is contagious when we do a brand new Care or Don't Care. If any of you guys care... then I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, I got a little handkerchief coming up in my throat.
Yeah,
right now.
Am I the only one missing the joke?
Well, I have some ointment that I can apply if you guys need some help with brand new Care or Don't Care. That's coming up at 8:10. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and for my co-hosts, this segment is kind of like opening your birthday presents in front of the people who got them for you.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's a shower radio? AM stations only? Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
love it.
I totally. Yeah. It's what I always wanted.
Nice.
It's Care or Don't Care.
Yeah.
Listen as my co-hosts really try to fake it as I read my first headline.
We totally care.
The hot new invention that's equal parts aw and ah!
Oh.
Care or don't care.
I care too. For the aw half.
And there's a company called Ghost Robotics, and we've actually talked about them a little while ago on the show. They're the ones who make animatronic guard dogs, and one city in Japan bought three of them to scare away the hungry wolves that kept wandering into town looking for food.
That's now right. I remember this story. Yeah. And, like, the robots were running around town.
Now, they kind of look like if you combined Paw Patrol with Terminator.
Okay.
You know,
like, it's a big gap to fill, but I can see
it. It's like cute but horrifying.
Yeah. Okay.
But at the latest electronics show, Ghost Robotics revealed their newest upgrade. That's right. They're adding a sniper rifle to the top of the robo dogs.
Wait, to the top of the dogs?
Wait, we're giving guns to robots?
That's right.
Can you imagine that, though? A dog just like, squirrel, boom!
My dog would be so happy.
That whole thing would be over.
Yeah.
Once the pictures went viral, one Twitter user commented, "In what world is this a good idea?"
Right?
The company says they're making them for the military. The Robopups can operate in either day or nighttime.
Uh-oh.
It's the first animal robot of its kind to have an actual weapon mounted on top of it.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Wow. I have a feeling dogs are going to change.
I mean, this is my childhood dream come true. It's like real-life Beast Wars.
You wanted to be part of it? Like you,
you know, like the animals that transform into robots?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. Like Transformers, but with animals?
They were like a knockoff Transformers.
Oh, okay, okay.
Don't say the T word.
I got you.
Oh, okay. I'm the weird one.
Yeah.
Great. Just go to your next headline. Jose's dream just came true.
Oh!
But for a different guy.
Oh!
Care or don't care?
I care. I have to.
I don't care
because
I'm
going to
be sad.
Oh, we got enough cares, though.
Okay.
A 47-year-old Baltimore man went into a Walmart earlier this year, bought a scratch-off ticket, and won $1,000.
Nice.
The next month, he did the same thing, except the prize was different. This time, he won 10 grand.
What?
Whoa.
He won again?
And so last week, he thought, you know what? It's been a really good year. I should probably just keep my winnings and stop investing in the lottery.
Can we use the word investing when we're talking about the lottery?
It's
a gamble. It's a gamble. Okay, continue.
But then a tiny voice in the back of his head said, "You're an idiot if you don't continue playing the lottery."
Oh, no. That's the gambling addiction.
Yeah, right.
So
that's it.
The next scratch ticket he bought just read three words.
Shut up.
Take two lottery.
What?
Oh, that means you won so much that they can't pay you out at the gas station.
So he got very excited, and when he showed up at headquarters, he found out he just scored $100,000 jackpot.
Oh!
How did the same
three times?
I can't believe that.
And afterwards, the man commented saying, "Okay, that's it. I'm not pushing my luck anymore. I'm done with the lottery. It's straight Keno from here on out.
Keno only. Let me pick my own numbers."
Meanwhile, that little voice is saying,
"Oh, no.
Come on!
Sissy, keep dumping your entire life savings into Powerball like a man."
An annoying voice.
That is.
I think him and I have the same voice.
Yeah.
Inner voice.
Let's find out if you care about this. This next story literally is one sentence, and it's going to make Brooke want to leave the studio.
Oh.
In a good way.
Bro, your
care, don't
headlines
care.
Are fire.
Dude, I care.
I
Why do I want
to
leave?
And you said it's a good way, so I care.
All right, are you ready for your one sentence?
Yeah.
Get ready to leave, Brooke.
Available for a limited time.
Oh.
IHOP is now offering Reese's Pieces pancakes.
Oh, my God.
All right, there you go, Brooke. Should we end the show now? Do you want to just call it?
Oh, my God.
This makes so much sense. I already put peanut butter on my pancakes.
Now, the website description of Reese's Pieces pancakes says
so good.
Four fluffy buttermilk pancakes topped with Reese's peanut butter sauce, chocolate sauce, Reese's Pieces candy, and whipped topping.
God, I want to eat this so bad. I wish it wasn't just a picture made of paper.
Let's go to your next headline. What's the number one Halloween candy according to kids? Oh. If you get it right, I'll put something in your mouth. Oh. Care or don't care?
I'm hungry now, so I care.
Yeah, can we actually get candy out of this? I care.
What are you going to put in her mouth?
Well, I guess you have to find out.
Okay, I care.
A popular website polled 700 kids between the ages of 8 and 14, and they gave them a series of candy matchups.
Okay.
Like, for example, what's better, Kit Kats or Snickers?
Snickers.
And so they had to choose.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is this going to be a fight?
Brooke is glaring at me.
They took the results from that, and they ranked them by winning percentage. So before we look through the list, can anyone guess what you think number one is?
Reese's. I have to go Reese's peanut butter cups. I don't think it's good, but
I don't think it's a kid thing. Like
M&M's.
Kids like the sweeter the better. See, I'm going to say Skittles.
For your information, candies that did not make the top seven include Twix, peanut M&M's, Snickers, Starburst, and Skittles.
Oh, they didn't make it.
Number six, kids love gummy bears.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love gummy bears.
They're fun to play with.
My kids would do anything for a gummy worm.
Number five was Kit Kats.
Okay.
Number four, regular Hershey's bars.
Oh, ew. Wow, sorry,
we really like plain chocolate, huh?
Number three, I think it was kind of a dark horse, Milky Way.
Oh, you know what, though? I haven't had a Milky Way in a minute. It sounds
kids
amazing.
Kids love Milky Way?
There's a lot of caramel.
Dude, I traded those things out right off the bat.
Number two is milk chocolate M&M's.
Yeah.
And the number one favorite Halloween candy,
that was close, Alexis.
According to children, winning 76% of the matchups was...
My guess is Reese's. I'm the only one left.
Reese's peanut butter cup. Open up, Jose.
Yeah.
Putting a Reese's in your mouth.
Give it to me. I got second.
No, I'm giving it to Brooke.
All right,
what?
Open wide. I'll let him throw one in your mouth. There it is.
Oh, you missed.
Okay. Close enough. Anyway.
Well, you really had candy to throw at
him. I did.
I really am eating it.
We should do this more often.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care.
Care.
What does Pac-Man eat with his chips?
What?
Guaca, waka, 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 mole.
Alexis doesn't get it.
Yeah,
he's
if you play the game, that's a sound effect. It goes waka, waka,
waka, waka, waka. Yeah.
That's really good.
That was really good.
Oh, okay.
Alex,
care or don't care. Phone taps coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke's going for win number 17 today, and 17 just happens to be my lucky number. So I think you're in good standing here, Brooke.
You know it was my lucky number first.
Your birthday. That's so unoriginal.
We're going to let Michelle from Maple Valley decide. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, how are you guys?
Who deserves the lucky number 17? Jeff for it being on his birthday, or Brooke for having been around for 1,000 years and always loving it?
And by the way, I love you, Michelle.
Brooke.
That a girl, Michelle.
Because Brooke's had it longer.
Yeah, sorry. Not just that. That number chose me.
Oh, okay. It chose you.
Yeah, it chose me.
I want to hear that story.
Interesting move not going with me when I'm going to be asking you the questions here, Michelle. But you know what? That's your strategy. We'll see if that plays out for you. Okay. We're sending Brooke out of the studio while that happens. You know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. Trey Parker celebrates a birthday today. He's a co-creator of what famous animated TV show?
Pat.
The NBA team, the Pelicans, are from what city?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
What witch got crushed by a house in The Wizard of Oz?
What? I don't know.
Which Jonas brother did Taylor Swift date?
Will you say
it again?
Oh, God, I can't think of his name.
Okay. I don't know on that one. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. Michelle, it says on my phone screen here that you work as a private investigator?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Are you privately investigating right now? Are you working?
She's a PI?
She is.
You sound so sweet.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's how she gets your info, bro.
Yeah.
See, while you were out in the hallway, she probably knows all your social security numbers and everything.
Well, yeah, you got our dirty laundry? Is that what you got?
I don't.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing, Michelle. See, Brooke claims to be a descendant of the people that came over on the Mayflower.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to privately investigate that to disprove it?
It's my family tree, Jeffrey.
So you say.
Do you want to see it?
It's what my aunt told me.
Anybody can draw a tree.
Yeah. Why are you trying to burn down Brooke's family tree?
I just don't buy it. I think she's trying to sound cool.
She was on like the second
Dude,
shift.
You better watch out because you know my mom's going to send you this long email. Yeah, like, showing the, yeah.
I want to see Michelle do the research and prove it once for all. You cool with that, Michelle?
Yes, I got you.
All right, thank you. All right, Brooke, now you're up. You ready?
Yeah, you hate her.
Your time starts now. Trey Parker celebrates a birthday today. He's a co-creator of what famous animated TV show? The NBA team, the Pelicans, are from what city?
New Orleans.
What witch got crushed by a house in The Wizard of Oz?
Wicked Witch of the East.
Which Jonas brother did Taylor Swift date?
Joe.
What's the largest city in the Germany?
That was written.
Munich?
The famous novel, A Tale of Two Cities, was written by whom?
Oliver Twist. That's another book.
All right. Well, got our answers, and we're going to go to the scoreboard, see how you did with Jose.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Daddy. Oh, don't tell Stewie. Man.
Bolaños.
Wow.
That was an old, like, loser line clip.
Oh, what the hell?
Michelle, you got zero.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I guess Tale of Two Cities didn't matter.
Yeah. No, she didn't even get there. Brooke, you got four.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Let's go over the answers for everybody here. Trey Parker celebrates a birthday today. He's a co-creator on South Park.
Yes.
Him and Matt Stone. NBA team, the Pelicans, are from New Orleans. The witch that got crushed by a house in Wizard of Oz is Wicked Witch of the East.
Oh.
Wicked Witch of the West is the one who got melted.
It's her sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift dated Joe Jonas back in 2008. The largest city in the Germany would be the Berlin, 3.5 million people. And the novel A Tale of Two Cities was written by Charles Dickens.
Oh, right.
So, Michelle, we can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. You could sign up for their Blazin' Rewards and get a free order of mozzarella sticks, which is much better than the rewards Jose gets for Blazin', which is just a persistent cough and very red, irritated eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just can't stop ordering Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes. Like,
it is.
So there you go. Something good came out of this, Michelle.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing. We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.